Show him, Jenza. If he won't teach me, I'm going to show him what I can do.
I'm ready for my lesson, Master. Look.
I did it. Just as I said I would. I marched up in front of him and reached out with the force. I lifted everything around us. Stones, leaves, blossom. I even lifted some of the soil from the roots of the great tree, molding it as we were taught in Master Velekra's force sculpture lesson. A perfect icosahedron, fashioned out of dirt. Do you know how difficult that is? And still, he ignored me. He might as well have laughed in my face. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to show him. I had to make him open his eyes. I let everything else fall and focused on the tree. They say it is old, even older than Yoda, that it originally stood on Ossus at the heart of the first temple. I don't know how many Jedi have trained beneath its branches or how many birds have roosted among its leaves, but I knew it would get his attention. I imagined my hand, huge and strong, closing around that gnarled trunk, the rough bark beneath my fingers. I could feel the force running through the kokra's sap, radiating out, sweeping over the ziggurat, over the entire district. Yoda loves that old tree. Growing up, I had seen him standing at its base day after day, looking up into the twisted boughs. I'd felt the connection between the two of them, each impossibly ancient. Now he would see the tree afresh. He would open his eyes as I pulled it from the ground, roots and all, as easy as if I'd plucked a fresh shoot from its bed. He would remember why he chose me. He would remember my strength in the Force. I pulled, recalling Yoda's own words as my guide. The only difference was my mind. The branches began to shake, leaves tumbling to the ground. I would show him. I would show him I was ready once and for all. I couldn't do it. It was too much. I sat down, hard, in front of him, exhausted in both body and spirit. I had failed. I wasn't strong enough. And yet, when I looked up, Yoda's eyes were open, and they were settled on me.
Ready are you, my Padawan? Ready to learn what you do not know?
And finally I understood.
Yes, Master. Yes, I am.
Then begin, we shall.
A good lesson.
Like you would know.
I could say the same of you, sitting there. Have you so easily forgotten the lessons I taught you?
You didn't teach me anything because you aren't real.
Never waste an opportunity. Keep your senses open.
What are you talking about?
You want to learn about Dooku, but you can't see what is under your nose. Where are you sitting, Asajj? Whose desk is that? What secrets does it hide?
I look down at the wooden table, at the files arranged neatly.
They are for show.
Yes, they are.
Then what am I supposed to be looking for?
Drawers. There are drawers in the desk. I hadn't even thought to look in them. Kai is right. He may be an annoying fiction, but he has a point. If I want to truly know my new master, maybe I should display a little more initiative. I reach out with the Force, letting my hand be guided to the drawers on the right. Third one down, it's locked. Unsurprising, but locks can be broken. A data pad. Old by the look of the design. Well worn. I lift it out, activating the screen, hearing the device hum to life. No. It can't be. Why would he leave it here on his airship? I scroll through the contents to make sure, and yes, yes, it is. It's Dooku's journal, written while he was training, chronicling his lessons with Yoda, long after the Jedi Master had tried to teach him humility. Voyages to Mantooine, Laz Bane, and Kashyyyk. Diplomatic encounters, rescues, mercy missions, and even a time when the pair liberated an entire solar system from the thrall of a necrotic queen.
Worth finding.
To see how a real teacher operates, yes.
Ouch. If I wasn't already dead.
I deactivate the device, slipping the pad into my pocket.
Come.
We have arrived at the spaceport.
Finally.
Do you think it saw you?
Shh.
Do you think it knows you've taken it?
I won't tell you again.
Tell me what?
I was clearing my throat. Please, after you. Is that it?
You were expecting something else?
I was expecting something grander. Where is the main terminal?
That building there, ma'am. Next to the control tower.
Then that is where I shall go.
We will make preparations to land.
There's no need.
Ma'am, wait!
The droid holds out a metallic hand to stop me as I vault over the side of the airship. I plunge down to the ground, landing unseen behind a Duracrete hangar. The place stinks of hyperfuel and desperation. Every spaceport is the same. Yes, they can gild the buildings, play jaunty tunes, even fly holographic flags from the towers. But scratch the surface, and you'll find the dregs of the galaxy. It's easy to see why. Everywhere is noise and bustle. Cargoes unloaded, passengers keen to be on their way. Loved ones are reunited, and families torn apart. Hope and despair. In equal measures. Perfect for those who wanted to slip beneath the censor. Thieves and smugglers, cutthroats and bounty hunters, all happy to relieve you of your wallet or your life, most often at the same time. I head to where the discs were found, a greasy back alley. A deactivated droid slumped against a graffiti-strewn wall, like a spice-addled junkie. The heat of a furnace spills from a nearby repair pod, the constant din of hammered metal all but drowning out the roar of ships rocketing towards the stars. Dooku's sister was a senior member of the ruling house. There was no way she would have chosen to come to a place like this of her own accord.
Portmaster's office, Raz Felodrone speaking. Urbeline, you old space dog. When'd you get in?
What's that?
A problem with customs. I can't believe it. No. It's fine. I can make that go away. For the usual price, of course. From Zeltros. You're spoiling me, Herb. Just give me a minute. Just make a few adjustments to your docking authorization, and you've been added to the fast track. No. There's no need to thank me. Just have the consignment sent to the usual, yeah, you know the drill. How long you in town? There's a new club in the marina, that... What the...
You can't go in there!
It appears I can.
Herb, I need to go. I have a visitor. What in Ryan's name is going on here, Yipa?
I'm sorry, Portmaster. She just barged in. CZ-94.
CZ-94 is no longer operational.
I'll call security.
You don't want to call security.
I don't want to call security.
You want to make your boss a nice cup of calf. In Safia.
I want to make him calf.
Shut the door behind you.
Safia's over 100 kilometers away.
Your calf might not be warm when she gets back.
What do you want?
I'm after information. Jenza, sister of your beloved Count. She came here yesterday.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You're the portmaster with a big office and the... ugh, terrible aftershave. What is that?
You need to leave.
No, you need to check if she had a ticket.
You could at least say please.
I'll check.
Yes, I found it. A ticket was purchased 3 days ago.
Heading where?
To the Core Systems, to Coruscant.
And did she use it?
No, she never made the flight.
You have facial recognition on your security system?
Of course we do.
Step aside.
Oh, well, look, you can't just...
Move!
Oh. What are you doing?
Looking for our aristocratic friend. There she is. Where is this?
The approach to the main terminal. Are you sure that's her?
Looks like a match to me.
As we watch, Jenza hurries towards the domed building, sidestepping a man in shabby clothes who shuffles up, holding out a grimy hand.
Damn beggars. We try to move them on, but there are so many. It's the droids, you see, taking all the jobs.
Don't care.
Security droids swarm in, grabbing the vagrant, restraining him. They don't notice a figure lurching out of the crowd towards Jenza. The pair are lost in the crowd for a second, a school party of hulking Tagorian younglings blocking the view. I try to adjust the hollow's angle, but the flea-bitten brats are everywhere at once. When their teacher finally gets them under control, the mysterious figure is gone, as is Jenza. I scrub back through the recording, zooming in at the moment where the alien lists towards Dooku's sister. The hollow pixelates, but the intent in his fragmented eyes is obvious.
What is that?
A crow loot, I think. Horrible things.
With extensive cybernetics.
Where's it taken her?
A more pertinent question would be why your droids didn't notice.
They were focused on the beggar, I suppose. Ipa is responsible for the droids. I'll have her look into it. When she returns from Safia.
While I look for the crow loot.
That shouldn't take you long. There can't be many on Sereno.
We never had this conversation.
Your mind tricks won't work on me.
Who's using a mind trick? Tell anyone about this and I'll rip out your tongue.
It's amazing how persuasive you can be, little one.
Can't a girl enjoy a drink in peace? Searching for the crow loot proved trickier than Felidrone suggested. It's hard to believe, but no one's seen a 7-foot thug with gelatinous skin and more implants than a Guavian rigger. Funny, that. My only lead has brought me here, to the Belsalian Cantina, an establishment so disreputable that it advises its patrons to arm themselves before entering its premises. The last thing I need is the return of my spectral stalker, or the walrus-faced Cormai who staggers towards me, drooling through his drooping whiskers.
I suggest you turn around and walk away. Do you see that serving droid over there? That's right. The one with a squeaky wheel. Do you like her tray? Here. Take a closer look.
Want me to get rid of that for you, honey?
No. Leave him where he is. It'll act as a warning.
I wouldn't bet on it.
You bring me to all the best places.
I didn't bring you anywhere. You followed me. Shame I can't hit you with a tray.
It reminds me of that place in Valenki.
I'm surprised you can remember.
That was a dive, too.
He's not wrong. Even if he can't possibly know, Kai, the real Kai had received word that a small settlement called Valenki had been having problems with Wee Kuei raiders. I knew something was wrong the moment we walked into the tavern. The way the barkeep never met our gaze, even as he asked for help.
You can't blame them.
They betrayed us. They betrayed you.
They had been threatened. Kursk promised to torch their village unless they handed us over.
Kursk. Everything always came back to Osika Kursk. He burned it anyway.
I tried to warn them. All those barrels.
I can still hear him, calling out, desperately trying to warn the villagers.
Look out! The Perilene! It's going to blow!
The Weequay came from all directions at once. I tried to fight them off, but there were too many even for Kai. I never saw the blaster lance until it was too late.
Master! Master!
That was the moment when my path was set. Not when the Night Sisters handed me over to Halstead. Not when Kai rescued me all those years later. I took the first step towards Dooku when I grabbed Kai's bloody lightsaber and ignited the blade.
No! No!
You didn't have to kill them all.
You wouldn't have avenged the villagers.
Never out of hatred.
Because, repeat after me, younglings, hate leads to suffering, and suffering leads...
Yes?
To the dark side. Do you know what? Yes. Yes, it does. And I, for one, like it here.
You don't mean that.
Believe that if it makes you feel better.
Han, that blob head you're looking for? He runs with the Razor Claw gang. That's them, over there.
Thugs are huddled by the bar. Two Gran and a multi-limbed Pandago. I take one last drink and slink over to them, letting the Grand's eyes linger on my hips. The Pendago glances at my would-be suitor, still comatose beside my table. I position myself between its suspicious gaze and the unconscious Korma.
Hey, boys. Care to help a girl find what she's looking for?
And what's that?
A Krolut. You can't miss him. Sagging skin, rusting implants, a real catch. What was that?
He said we don't know any Kroluts.
No need to translate that. I got the general idea. Touch me again and you'll lose another tentacle.
You're crazy!
And you're one answer away from being dead. So let's try again. The droid says you know the Krolut. Is she lying, or are you?
Turns out that the droid was telling the truth. The Krolut's name was Glut. He'd fallen out of favor with their boss, and no one had seen him for weeks. It took three more tentacles until I believed them. The Gran told me where he lived. A room in a crumbling res block near the cargo stores. There was no one home. The front doors bolted. Not that the rusted locks proved too much of a problem. But once inside, the trail grew cold. The building was a maze of dank corridors. Mold and spirit knew what else climbing up the walls. Glut could have been hiding behind any of the warped doors, but I knew in my gut that he wasn't here. Maybe it was the Force. Maybe it was a hunch, but I decided to wait, sheltering on the roof of a nearby warehouse as it started to rain. Unfortunately, I wasn't alone.
This all comes so naturally to you.
Still wish you'd taken me to the temple.
They could have done so much for you. Unlike me.
Please, spare me your self-pity.
I failed you.
Yes. Yes, you did. At least that silenced him, but I couldn't let it go, like picking at a scab. Dooku says they abandoned you.
He's Sith. He lies.
Really? All the time we were together, all the time we trained, you never contacted them, and they never contacted you. Why was that? Hello? Are you there? Or are you pulling a Yoda? I'm ready to learn, Master. Why won't you open your eyes?
You are mocking me.
Only because you make it so easy. He chuckles. Actually chuckles. I find myself smiling. I can't let myself get sucked in. I need to stay focused to remember why I'm here.
What are you doing?
Following orders. Maybe you should have done the same.
Then I wouldn't have met you.
No, but you'd still be alive.
That's the reader from Dooku's cabin.
What he doesn't know won't kill me. Do you mind?
Could I stop you if I did?
Better men have tried. I wince when I say it. Better men. Like Dooku. He stopped me quickly enough. He stares back at me from the hologram, now a Padawan, 17, maybe 18 years of age. No sign of the cruelty that will follow. Why am I doing this? If Kai really is there, if he's found a way to come back, surely I should be spending every moment I can with him, rather than wading through the past of the man who's enslaved me all over again. Because that's what I am, isn't it? A slave, back where I began. I could run right now. I could jump on a cruiser and never look back. But where would I go? Ratatak? Dathomir? I thought I'd come so far.
Jenza, I hope you are well. I've just returned from a mercy mission, but things did not go to plan. There is much we could have done differently, much we should have done, but they wouldn't listen. They never listen.
Ah, Farana. Come on, girl. Where are you?
I've been caring for Lean's convoy while she's off-planet, which turns out to be more often than not.
Oh, there you are. Hello, girl. Yes,
hello.
Hello. You hungry? Do you want something to eat? There you are. Do you like that, eh?
Careful. Last time I fed her, she nearly took off my fingers.
Sifo-Dyas!
Good to see you, old friend.
Old?
It must be the beard. Very distinguished. One might almost say regal.
Oh, don't start. When did you get back?
This morning. Zhang said you were up here.
Like she'd know.
I have something for you.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Is it Kyber?
No. I got it on Pelek. The Pelekians use them to meditate. Here, let me show you. You hold it in your hand like this and focus on the vibrations in the cortex. Go on, you try. Can you feel them?
Yes. Yes, I can.
It's incredible, isn't it? Mm. A hyperstorm hit when we were there, and even in the middle of it...
Sifo! Sifo, what's wrong?
The storm.
On Pelek?
No. The flames. Flames rushing in. The planet is burning.
Planet? What planet? Sifo, look at me. Focus on me.
I can't stop them. Why can't I stop them, Dooku?
Dooku?
Lean, something's wrong with Sifo-Dyas.
Not again.
It's happened before.
Too many times. Sifo, listen to me. You need to come back. You need to center yourself.
Master?
That's right. Breathe. Focus. The Force is with you.
The Force is with me.
What did you see?
The sky was falling. There were screams. So many screams.
Where were you?
I don't know. A planet, not far from here. Millions will die.
It's a warning.
What do you mean?
Sifo-Dyas suffers from premonitions.
Since when?
Since he learned to open his mind.
Does Yoda know?
I was hoping we could keep it...
secret?
Under wraps.
This was different, Master. I've never seen such devastation.
We should tell the Council.
Dooku, no.
We must.
Dooku's right. It's too important.
They won't listen.
Then we'll make them.
Worrying this is, Master Castana.
Yes, yes. I know what you're going to say. The future should remain unseen. But unfortunately, Sifo Dyas has little choice in the matter.
How long have these visions been plaguing you, Padawan?
A few months.
And yet your master didn't think to bring it to our attention.
I've been training Sifo how to withstand his episodes.
Why?
Because they come from the Force. What right do we have to ignore its warnings?
If this has something to do with your obsession with the Sith...
It has to do with saving lives. Millions upon millions of lives. He saw entire cities wiped out, Eula. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the pain and the suffering? Because Sifo Dyas can. He saw it. He felt it.
Come forward, Padawan.
Yes, Grandmaster.
Visualize the disaster you must. Painful it may be.
I understand.
Pinpoint the disturbance we shall. You too, my Padawan. Join the circle, you should.
Master.
Tell us what you saw, Sifo Dyas.
It was a paradise. Long grass, blowing in the wind. Fields the size of countries.
Show us. Picture it in your mind.
The wind. It turned into a storm. A terrible storm. People were falling, screaming. Flames. Reaching up to catch them. Burning fingers reaching into the sky.
You're safe, Sifo Dyas. Remember that.
He can't take much more.
But I can. Sifo Dyas, draw on my strength.
No. Too dangerous it is.
Master, we need to see.
It's all right. I can manage.
Where is it, Sifo Dyas? Show us the planet.
It doesn't work like that.
No, I can do it.
Anything you can give us. Constellations, sun.
Oh, sun. One sun. Bloated. Old.
I sense a core world.
Or the colonies... somewhere central.
Open a holo map. Bardotta?
No, that's not right. The grass Sifo described, they're crops.
An agro-world, then.
Remove all other planets from the display.
Focus. Focus on what Sifo Dyas saw.
There. Proto-branch.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, that's it. I know it is.
And what do we know of Proto-Branch, Dooku?
The homeworld of the Bival. Traditionally agricultural. Main exports include grain and bacta.
Have there been reports of any unusual meteorological phenomena?
Not that I can see.
We should warn them.
No.
But Master, if they could prepare themselves...
No, I said.
But why?
Because misleading visions can be. Never certain the future is. Meditate on this, we must.
Meditate? And what will we do if disaster strikes while we search for answers? Will we meditate on the lives that could have been saved?
The Council's decision is final, Master Castana.
Then the Council is wrong.
Lean stormed from the chamber. I watched as she swept from the temple, her robes billowing as she crossed the Republic Plaza, marching towards the Senate.
Lean, wait.
You're supposed to be at the temple, Dooku.
I could say the same about you.
Just go back. You don't have to be a part of this.
A part of what?
Master Costana!
Senator Tibetti, it's good to see you.
That's the Bival Senator.
Yes, it is.
But Yoda said...
I know what he said. Senator, you've had opportunity to review my message?
You think I would agree to meet if I had not? If what your apprentice saw is true,
There is no way to be certain. It was only a vision.
But the landscape he described...
You recognize it?
Of course, the Tabor Plains.
Where the majority of your Bacta is produced.
And this is?
Padawan Dooku.
The Padawan who had the vision.
No, but I was there. Sifo said there would be a fire. A fire that would rage over the entire globe.
A disaster of this scale would be catastrophic to the planet's economy.
Not to mention all the people that would die.
Without our Bacta, the galactic death toll would be much worse. What does the Council intend to do about it?
We cannot be seen to interfere.
Interfere?
Not without definite proof that something is about to happen. Have you contacted Protobranch?
Straight away. But the weather is strictly regulated. No storms are scheduled until well after harvest.
There must be something we can do.
I will talk to the Chancellor. Maybe she can order the Council to investigate.
Whatever you think is best, Senator.
I shall see her at once. But your mission must be kept secret, Master Jedi. We mustn't cause panic among the people.
Of course, Senator.
Master Yoda isn't going to like this, you know.
Not in the slightest.
Master Yoda, we have arrived in the Protobranch system.
Aware of that, I am. Thank you, Padawan.
Sorry, I... Master Kostana asked me to let you know.
Prepare, we must. Waiting on the surface, the Prime Minister will be.
Master.
Yes?
I'm sorry Master Kostana went behind your back.
As am I. Yes, as am I.
She was just so angry about what happened in the chamber.
Angry, was she? Ask you to speak to me, did she? To explain?
No, but I thought...
Yes? Speak your mind, you should.
If I was on the council, I would listen to what the Force had to say. I would heed its warning.
Is that right? Is that right? If on the council... The Padawan was.
I meant no disrespect.
No? Always knows best, Dooku does. Never listens. Maybe on the council one day you will be. Maybe in my chair you will sit. Although a little on the small side, you may find it.
Master.
Always rushing ahead you are. Always eager to prove your worth. Too eager. Too keen. A Jedi you are. Worth enough for anyone that should be.
We're coming into land, Master Yoda.
Thank you, Padawan. On our way we are. What's done is done. Act now, we must.
I understand.
Make sure you do, young Dooku. Make sure you do.
Our shuttle touched down on Protobranch on a bright, balmy day, a gentle breeze rippling through the crops that stretched on forever. I'd never seen anything like it, Jenza. The sky was dotted with cities built on top of sprawling anti-grav platforms. They cast huge shadows over the swaying cereal, the thrum of repulsors a constant drone in the air, much like the voice of the planet's Prime Minister.
I fear your journey has been wasted, Master Yoda. We have conducted extensive tests, but our weather is strictly regulated.
My Padawan witnessed a storm.
And yet, none are scheduled.
Could it be a malfunction in the control matrix?
Certainly not. We pride ourselves on total environmental control.
Second only to Coruscant itself.
But this is where it was.
In your vision?
Yes.
Then I can only suggest that you were mistaken, thank the stars.
Protobranch is certainly impressive, Prime Minister. I've never seen agriculture on such a scale. Entire continents turned over to cultivation.
Well, thank you, Master Kostana. The decision to transfer the population to sky disks was controversial, but has paid off in the end.
An ingenious solution.
We needed more land. It was as simple as that. Production has tripled in the last decade, and with it, the need for more crops. Think of the lives our Bacta has saved across the galaxy.
And the buildings above us.
It's one of our smaller production plants, and Tabor Hospital, of course.
Where you test new strains of Bacta.
Yes, exactly.
Master.
Sypho?
Is anything wrong?
I feel it too.
Feel what?
A disturbance in the Force.
What's that?
A solar storm has been detected headed straight for Proto Branch.
A storm?
How big?
It's off the scale.
But Master Castana, if that's what I saw, the magnetic pulse...
We'll knock out every circuit on the planet.
My data pad!
Begun, it has.
The cities!
The repulsor platforms have failed.
They're coming down!
All around the planet, cities that have been suspended in the air for decades dropped as one. Where once there had been the perpetual buzz of repulsor lift engines, now there were crashes and explosions and terrible screams. Screams that Sypho Dyas had already endured. The discs plowed into the endless fields, plumes of dirt rising up to greet the bodies falling to their death.
Look out!
I threw myself at Sypho Dyas, knocking him clear as a crumbling tower block flattened the grass behind us. The falling hospital had crashed into the Tabor Plains, columns of fire igniting a blaze that swept hungrily through the dry crops. Cries of a million souls cut through me, a tremor in the Force that threatened to send us all into a spiral of grief and despair.
Is everyone all right?
We were too late.
Hello? Hello, can anyone hear me?
Down the comm network will be.
The fire is spreading. Just like I saw.
We're going to be burned alive.
Hold back the flames, we will.
How?
Force is strong.
Yoda and Lean stood back to back, their eyes closed and arms outstretched. I felt the Force swell around us, providing an invisible barrier to the flames. The heat was intense, but at least the fire was stopped in its tracks. For now.
But that's impossible.
Dooku, Sypho Dyas. Check for survivors, you must.
In the hospital?
Send them to us.
But what then? We have no way to get them off planet.
The early warning system would have sent a distress call before it shut down.
On its way, help will be.
But the flames. Surely you won't be able to hold them back for long.
Let us worry about that. Go now, and may the Force be with us all.
Most species have their own Armageddon myths. We learnt many of them as initiates. Understand someone's fears, we were told, and you will know how to help them. Zhang used to hate it, all that fire and damnation. But me, I reveled in it. I never took them seriously, you see. They were stories, fables. I knew the universe would endure, and if it didn't, it wouldn't be because of gods or powers beyond our understanding. And yet, the scene that greeted us as we raced towards the entrance of the hospital was worse than any apocalypse. It was real. It was raw. Droids lay in crumpled heaps, the sick and infirm trying to help those who had been injured in the crash.
Everyone, keep moving! Head towards the plantation.
The pain and terror was overwhelming.
Sypho?
Everyone is going to die.
No, they're not. We can do this. The Force is with us.
What if it's not enough?
It will be. It has to be.
I'm sorry. It just hurts.
You can do this. I know you can. People are relying on us.
It's fair to say that I've always been overconfident. But even I was daunted as we ran inside what remained of the building. Cables hung exposed, sparks cascading like falling stars, while fires burned in the debris, consuming those who hadn't survived the crash.
Hello? Is there anyone in here?
It's so dark.
Reckon our lightsabers still work?
Only one way to find out.
Thank the Force for Kyber insulators.
Shame they didn't install them here.
Hello? Is someone there?
Yes! Yes, we're here! We're coming!
Hello? Is anyone there?
Yes. Can you open the doors?
No! They're jammed!
Stand back!
My lightsaber flared as I pierced the Jura Pass.
Hurry!
I am! Are you clear?
Yes.
I'm going to knock it through. We leapt through the hole, finding a bivalve doctor, her once crisp uniform blackened with soot and blood.
Oh, thank the stars!
Are you hurt?
No, but there are younglings in the emergency ward. I can't move them.
You're gonna have to.
This place isn't safe.
Will you help?
Show us.
They're down there, past the Bacta reserves.
The tanks! They're cracking!
That's a lot of Bacta.
We need to hurry! Yeah.
We came to the doctor's ward, the door wedged tight against the smoke and dust.
It's Dr. Pira! I've brought help!
The Bacta tanks! They've ruptured!
Open up! Rala? Where's Nurse Volcan? She went to get help! Oh, I told her to stay with you!
Why don't we worry about that when we're inside, eh?
Move!
Get that door shut!
Sifo's warning came a moment too late. Bacta surged through the open door, drenching us all.
Pira! Get the children as high as you can. Sifo, help me with the door.
Oh, it won't budge.
Trust the force.
It's moving.
Keep focused.
The Bacta's rising.
We noticed.
The door finally slid shut, but there was no time for celebration. Bacta was already seeping through the seal.
We did it.
The Bacta's still getting in.
There can't be much left in the tanks.
You sure about that?
How are we going to get out?
We'll have to go up.
Up?
What's above us, on the next level?
I don't know. The delivery suite, I think.
It'll have to do. Sifo, help me with that med table.
That's delicate equipment.
Not anymore, it's not.
That's it. Get it into the middle of the room.
I know, Rala. I'm scared too. But we have to be brave for the other children.
I jumped onto the table, ready to thrust my saber into the ceiling.
Right. Watch out for the sparks.
Sifo-Dyas positioned himself between the doctor and the molten metal that splashed steaming into the Bacta from my blade.
Now, about these kids.
We can't move them.
You said, but we can't leave them here either.
Nearly done. Stand back. I'll see what it's like up there.
How can he jump like that?
Regular exercise. Dooku!
It's clear. Doctor, we need to keep moving. We've no idea if this building is sound. It could come crashing down at any moment.
Okay, but how are we going to get them up there?
Get them beneath the hole.
But...
Just trust me.
Fine. Rala, help me with Alpina.
With Bacta slopping around their knees, the bedraggled Wookiee guided his friend into position.
That's it. You're doing great.
All right. Alpina, was it? Don't be scared. I'm going to pull you up, okay?
Pull her up? How?
I'm going to use the Force.
You're going to what?
Just relax. That's it, Alpina. One, two, three.
The child let out a frightened squeak as she shot up like a homing missile.
I've got you.
I don't believe it.
Now the next one.
Pira glanced worryingly at a Phlugrian slouched in a diagnostic hover cot.
He can't walk.
Then we'll take the bed with us.
The doctor helped drag the cot beneath me.
Will you be able to take the weight?
I can help. What's his name? Sorry, my Shriwook's a little rusty.
Cahoon.
Okay, Cahoon. You're gonna need to hold on as tightly as you can. Are you ready? Yeah?
Here we go. One, two, three!
I visualized the boy floating towards me, and the cot wobbled before rising unsteadily.
Careful!
I've got it!
Let me help!
Pira clambered on the table to support the heavy bed. She may not have been able to use the Force, but as the stars were her witness, she wasn't about to let her patient fall.
That's it! Just a little higher!
Have you got him?
Yes! Yes, I have. Good to meet you, Cahoon.
Who's left?
Only Rala.
Are you ready?
The Wookiee loped forward, eagerly holding his thin arms up towards me.
Good. On three. One, two, three.
I almost laughed at the Wookiee's delight as he was yanked into the air, Bacta dripping from his fur. I grabbed his arms, swinging him to safety.
Can you look after the others, Rala? That's it. Time for you, Doctor.
Take her now, Dooku!
The door buckled, gallons of thick bacta flooding into the ward. I pulled Pyrrha towards me before the deluge could take her.
It's all right. I have her. That's it. Up you come.
What about your friend?
I don't know. Sifo Dyas!
There was no reply. My friend was nowhere to be seen.
Stay here.
Why? What are you...
Holding my breath, I plunged into the churning Bacta.
I don't know. I can't see him. The Bacta's too thick. Come on. Come on!
I've got him!
Oh, thank the stars!
Help me get him up!
Oh, what happened to him?
He hit his head. Only Sifo Dyas could hurt himself in a sea of Bacta. Have you got him?
Yes.
Oh.
Careful.
That wound doesn't look good.
I leapt up to rejoin them, running a hand through my damp hair.
Just another crisis to add to the list.
What was that?
The building isn't safe. We need to get out as soon as possible.
There's a repulsor lift in the next section.
I doubt it'll be working. We'll have to do it the old-fashioned way.
What do you mean?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. Out of a window?
You're joking.
The floor's giving way.
Actually, a window will be fine. I'll carry Apina. Rala, can you push Cahoon? You take your friend.
Yes, Mom.
I froze, staring into the gloom ahead.
What was that?
It appears we're not alone.
It's right outside. What are we going to do?
There was really only one choice. The floor finally collapsing under its own weight.
Run!
Outside, a crowd of survivors had gathered around Yoda and Lean.
The heat. It's unbearable.
Master Yoda, Dooku and Sifo Dyas, can you still sense them?
No. Only the blaze.
You must hold it back.
A task, Prime Minister? That will be a lot easier if you'd stop talking.
I'm sorry, I always thought...
With a final groan, the hospital's structure collapsed. The sudden rush of air fanning the flames.
Oh, no.
Do you think they got out?
What's that?
Something very big.
It's a monster!
No, on its back.
Dooku!
My mount skidded to a halt within the protective circle, snorting superheated air from four expansive nostrils.
Masters, meet Rolatan. He was giving birth when the pulse hit.
Where's the baby?
Bringing our friends.
A smaller and yet equally commanding creature carried the doctor and her young charges into the enclosure. You should have seen them, Jenza. Thick scarlet scales, clubbed tails, and six legs apiece.
Look at the flames!
Get the younglings down to the ground.
How's your friend?
Still unconscious.
Rolatan bayed as I dropped from his back. Sifo Dyas cradled in my arms.
What happened?
He got knocked out, that's all. He'll be all right.
Half an hour in a hospital and he thinks he's a doctor.
A hospital that nearly killed us.
Grateful I am that he did not. Help us, my Padawan.
How long will we be able to hold them back?
As long as we need to.
And how long is that?
The distress call! It must have got through!
Is that a Republic ship?
Please remain calm. We are deploying flame suppressant. We will begin evacuation procedure once the fire is under control.
That could be some time.
Don't worry, Rala. It's putting out the fire. See?
The Force has protected us.
I'm just sorry we weren't able to get more people out.
You did your best.
All any of us can ask, that is.
A hatch opened in the belly of the ship, and an aid worker in protective clothing jetpacked down to us.
Master Yoda.
For your timely arrival, we thank you, Commander.
More ships are on the way.
Best news I've heard all day.
Prime Minister, are you hurt?
No, the Jedi kept me safe. Unfortunately, I fear the same cannot be said for much of the population.
Senator Tevetti wishes to know how much Bacta you will be able to salvage.
There's no way of knowing. Not yet. The loss of life must be...
He will need a full report as soon as possible. Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I have located the Prime Minister.
Is that all they care about?
When will the rest of the fleet arrive?
I can understand his concern.
Jedi sending.
But what about the people? What about survivors?
Do until we
do all we can. We will. Focus on the main fires
and protect any surviving Bacta.
Sypho!
What hit me? And what is that?
A friend.
The children. Did we...
You saved them. With a little help.
It's not enough.
Dooku?
If we had acted sooner, when Sypho Dyas first had his vision...
What's done is done. We must now concentrate on making sure Protobranch receives as much aid as possible.
Because of the Bacta?
No, because of the people.
And what about next time? What happens when Sypho Dyas receives another premonition?
Then maybe the Council will listen. Maybe they'll act.
Do you honestly believe that?
Your compassion does you credit, Dooku. Focus on that.
I paused the hologram, scanning the street for any sign of the Krolut. Dooku had compassion. Who would have thought?
If he did, it was lost the day he turned to the dark side.
Are you sure? The way he talked about his sister, maybe the heart of that young Padawan is still there.
Underneath the surface.
It's possible, isn't it?
Anything is possible, little one.
I've told you not to call me that. I'm not your little one. I'm not your anything. You're not even real.
Are you sure about that?
Please. Next you'll be telling me you can see the future, like poor deranged Sypho Dyas.
What if I can?
Go on then, tell me, what will I become?
You will become lost.
That happened a long time ago.
When you were taken by Halsted?
Leave him out of this.
Why? He stole you from Dathomir. You were just a child.
He protected me. Gave me a home.
A home on Ratatak. He made you his slave, Ventress. He used you. You never told me, did you? Not really. Never explained what he forced you to do.
He never forced me to do anything.
No. Never used you as a living torture device. I told you. I see things now. Like the day he dragged you in front of a Weequay who refused to pay his dues.
Don't.
Why? Is it painful to remember? The crack of the Weequay's skull as you applied the pressure? Or the blaster shot as Halsted put him out of his misery?
I did what I needed to survive. Halsted. Halsted looked after me. He treated me like a daughter.
He made you a weapon.
No, that was you.
I rescued you. When I saw what you could do.
How I could aid your crusade, you mean?
The Force led me to you.
Shame it didn't help you stick around. But nothing lasts forever. Not Halsted, not you.
And neither will Dooku.
You don't know that?
Don't I?
I can't listen to this. Kai is dead. This thing in my head is a delusion, nothing more. I reactivate the final data disk. Another hologram shimmering into life. I concentrate on Dooku. Older again, although his Padawan's braid still rests on his shoulder. But something is wrong. His expression is guarded. His stance awkward and stiff. Even in the hollow form, I can see the shadows beneath his eyes. Something has happened.
Sister, I do not know if you will play this message, but I want to explain. I need to explain. I meant you no harm. You have to believe that. I only wanted to help, to support you. If I had only known what would happen the day I received your message.
That's it, Dooku. Concentrate on the convoy.
She keeps flying out of reach, Master Qastana.
Because I have trained her well, just as I am training you.
Shouldn't Master Yoda...
Master Yoda is busy with the Council and has asked me to take you through the basics of animal kinship. If you ever stop talking...
I'm sorry.
Good. Now concentrate. Others call this beast control. They are mistaken. Jedi never control. We influence. We persuade. Reach out to Farana. Feel the force flowing through her. Feel it flowing through you. Yes, that's it. One mind, two bodies. What do you feel?
Her wings ache when she flies.
Poor old thing.
She trusts you. Knows you will never do her any harm. But isn't so sure about Sifo Dyas.
I believe the feeling's mutual. Okay. Touch her mind. Know what it's like to fly above the temple. Share the experience with her.
It's thrilling. The air beneath her... beneath my wings. Soaring down. Twisting around. Turning. So many colors.
Ask her to fly from one spire to the other. From the Tower of First Knowledge...
to the reassignment spire.
That's good. That's good. Now, send her to the Tower of Reconciliation. But, quick, change her mind. Persuade her to fly to the Tranquility Spire. That's it. You're doing it, Dooku. You're doing it. Concentrate. What is that?
Oh, I lost her.
Because you were distracted.
I'm sorry. I'll switch it off.
Is that a holocom?
Yes, but...
it's not standard issue.
I know, but I can explain.
Give it to me.
Oh, it's not what it looks like.
Let's see, shall we?
Oh, brother!
Brother?
Mother! Mother has passed. She is to be buried in the family mausoleum on Montero. Will you come to the funeral? Father is... well... he's worse than ever, and Ramil doesn't care one way or another. I know I shouldn't ask, but I need you here. I need someone who understands. Please come. Please come home.
Home?
Sereno. That is Jenza. My sister.
So I gathered. How long have you two communicated?
Ever since Kerania.
The celebration... but that was years ago, and you've never told anyone.
No. I mean, I told... no one. I told no one.
You told Sifo Dyas. Of course you did. Yoda is going to be...
livid?
Disappointed. Which, trust me, is worse. What were you thinking?
She sent me the receiver. What was I supposed to do?
Not keep secrets.
Oh, because you always tell the truth.
Dooku... you're the Grand Master's Padawan.
What difference does that make?
It doesn't.
Jenza and I have a connection, Lean. We've had it from the moment we met. And that's what I don't understand. The Jedi are supposed to protect the galaxy, and yet we remove ourselves from it. Cut ourselves off.
So our judgment isn't clouded.
But what if that's wrong? My sister's in pain, and I can help her. I owe it to her. She's listened to me all these years. Whenever I've been angry, whenever I've struggled, she's always been there, my guiding light.
The Force should be your guide.
And the Force is in all things. Who's to say that it hasn't been working through her all these years? Who's to say it can't work through me now? She needs me.
It's not me you need to persuade.
Will you talk to him? On my behalf?
To Yoda? No. But I'll stand beside you when you address the Council.
The last time I stood before the Council, all eyes had been on Sifo Dyas, but now they were firmly set on me. The Masters listened to my confession, their condemnation palpable. I told them everything, about you, our messages beamed back and forth across the stars, and what you had asked of me. And then I waited. The silence damning. When he finally spoke, the sorrow in Yoda's voice was like a lightsaber in my chest.
What have I always tried to teach you, my Padawan?
That a Jedi must be strong?
No! The Force is strong. A Jedi listens. A Jedi understands. A Jedi respects.
I do respect you.
Not I. Respect the Force. Respect its teachings. How many times must